Women's Chair of Trustees at the Sanctuary hosting. She's currently hosting an Afghan asylum seeker herself at her home. Alison, good evening.
Good evening, Stephen.
What's your experience then in hosting a complete stranger who is in desperation?
It's, I think somebody used the word humbling. And it is to see a young person who has come through so much trauma and to be still keen to do the right thing, to be polite, to be generous, somebody who has almost nothing and yet is spending what little he has to buy my granddaughter sweets or a little teddy bear, something to play with. It's an experience that is quite difficult to understand until you actually undertake it. But I have found it incredibly rewarding because you've spoken about the images that we see on the television, the violence, it is something that really affects us all, and then you feel powerless. You feel that you can't do anything on a large scale, but at least to take somebody into your home, you can do something for one individual and keep them from destitution and homelessness.
Here's the bot, Alison.
Yeah.
The bot is that I think a reasonable number of us would have the following fear, which is our home is our place of safety, of sanctuary, of personal space. So what is it like to have that personal space interrupted by a stranger? I know that when you look at it on paper, it is completely irrelevant. It is bizarre for me even to ask the question. But then in reality, if there is someone there and they don't speak your language, they have nothing in common with you. Two, 3 weeks, 2, 3 months into that experience, what's it like? Does it get invasive?
It doesn't. In my experience, it really doesn't. I have to say that my guest is very respectful of my home and my space. Obviously, he's a young person who is younger even than my daughter, who has long left home. I have the great good fortune to have a decent sized house. I suppose I would say I have 2 bathrooms and that makes quite a difference. I'm not sure that I would be quite so comfortable sharing my bathroom space with an unknown young man. But as I say, you know, he is respectful. I try to be respectful of him. We've worked out how to share the kitchen quite comfortably. We don't necessarily socialise a lot because we don't have a great deal in common, but we will sit down and have a cup of coffee together and catch up on how things are going. And he relies on me quite a lot because obviously he can't read and write English. He relies on me quite a lot to help him understand maybe messages that are coming in on his phone or paperwork. That I can read for him. I can make him a doctor's appointment. I try to do, you know, the sort of everyday things to make his life a little smoother. But, you know, I'm quite a sort of private person, but I don't find him intrusive. It feels perfectly normal and comfortable.
I'm not trying to be negative about this at all. It's an incredible thing to do. It's an incredible gesture. I'm trying to ask some of the
least you can do. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm also trying to ask some of the real questions that people who are on the brink of contemplating doing this might have in their head. And I guess my next question is, what happens if it goes wrong in the middle? What happens if you do decide this isn't for me and there's someone living with you?
Well, that's why I think it's important to do it through an organisation such as Sanctuary Hosting. I mean, we are like Rooms for Refugees, but we only operate locally in the Oxford and Thames Valley area. But it is the job of the organisation to match the guests to the host and to keep a close eye on what's going on. I have a volunteer who rings me every few weeks to make sure everything's okay. My guest has a volunteer who speaks to him regularly to make sure that he's got what he needs. If there are any issues that mean that this placement is unsuitable for whatever reason, and you know, people are people. And just because I say, you know, this particular placement has been fine for me, it doesn't mean that it would always be fine, and it doesn't mean it's fine for everybody. So that's when the organisation steps in and does its best to move the guest on possibly to a more appropriate host, because it may just be, you know, some kind of individual mismatch, and that guest can be safely accommodated with a different family.
Listen, it's a hell of a gesture. It's beyond a gesture. It is the definition of kindness, actually.
That is absolutely what it is. So it's just being kind, because if you can't do anything else and you can't change the world that is just seems to be spiraling into a complete nightmare, then if the least you can do is just show kindness, then, you know, it's rewarding for the host as well as the guest.
Alison, lovely to talk to you tonight. Thank you very much indeed, Alison. We'll pause there. We'll get the news at 2 minutes past 11. Listen.